大家过得怎么样？
好事情，好事情。
去年过得怎么样
？How was last year？
感恩。
感恩，哈利路亚。圣经上常常问一个问题，圣经上创世纪问一个问题。这个天使问夏甲说：“你从哪里来到哪里去？”
So in the Old Testament, Bible always asks this question as the angel was asking to Hagar. Hagar, where are you coming from? Where are you going?
我今天不让你回答这个问题。
But I'm not asking you to answer this question.
你从哪里来到哪里去？
Where are you coming from? Where are you going?
但是我们新的一年，神肯定有新的带领。
But New Year's Lord will have a new like plan for us.
那今天呢，再次的跟大家一起来回顾过去的一年，我们有很多的恩典。
So once again, we will go look back at the past year, and God has given us a lot of grace.
那等一会大家也可以上来做一个简短的感恩。
So later on, you can come up and give us a brief update.
Okay, 谁在过去一年经历神的恩典？
So who has experienced God's mercy in the past year?
Yes.
Nobody. Yes.Okay, let's see your hands.
我们看一下谁举手。
Okay, a few people experienced God's grace.
有一些人已经感受到神过去的恩典。
So most of them, most of us don't.
大部分我们都有是吗
？No.
都没有吗？都没有吗
？So next year, are you expecting to experience more grace?
明年你们想要就是期待有更多的恩典吗？
如果你想要经历神更多的恩典的举手。
So if you want to express God's mercy, raise your hand.
Okay, most of them us want.
大部分我们都需要这个神的新的恩典哈。
Okay, some don't want.
有些人不想要。
Okay. But however, the Lord's mercy and the grace is for everybody.
但是神的恩典呢，都是给我们每一位的。
We just sing a song. Great is your faithfulness.
刚才我们看唱这首歌，就是你的恩典何等浩大。
Who knew this song before?
谁听过这首歌啊？
Oh, it's an old song.
是一个老的歌。
It's a traditional hymn.
是一个就是传统的一个
诗歌。Who knows which year it was written?
你知道哪一年写的吗？
I don't know.
I did that before. Okay. You know, many of the hymns are written by in the 80s,
18th century. 那部分的这种诗篇呢，都是就是18世纪写的，19世纪写的。
This one was written in 1923.
那这首歌呢，是1923年写的。
Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful song.
是一个非常美好的诗歌。
It's based on Lamentations.
那是在这个耶利米哀歌第三章写的。
I don't know if Alvin can put that up, or if you don't have, we can just read it together.
那 Alvin 试着可以把它放上去，如果不行的话，我们就在这里读。耶利米哀歌第三章。
第三章22节到26节。
22 to 26.
Okay, we will read the Chinese first, and then we read English.
那我们读中文，然后再一起读英文。
我们不至消灭，是出于耶和华诸邦的慈爱，是因他的怜悯，不至断绝。22.
Because of Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassion never fails.
23. 明早晨，这都是新的。如果你们有事情要谈的话，可以到外面谈，好吧？So that you can talk outside, we can worship here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
23. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
明早晨，这都是新的。你的信实广大，极其广大。你的诚实极其广大。
So they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord.
24. 我心里说耶和华是我的份，因此我要仰望他。
I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him.
25. 凡等候耶和华心里寻求他的，耶和华必施恩给他。
The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, for to the one who seeks him.
仍仰望耶和华，静默等候他的救恩，这原是好的。
It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
这个背景呢，是耶利米正好在这个耶路撒冷呢，还有这个以色列亡国的那个时期。
So this is during the period when Jerusalem lost its city, and then Jeremiah is waiting.
那耶利米呢，在这个以色列亡国的前后， 神就呼召他做先知。
So when city of Jerusalem got lost, so God anointed Jeremiah to become the prophet during this time.
那为什么叫耶利米哀歌呢？大家可以想想，哀歌是什么意思
？So what does it mean to lamentate? You know, like lamentation.
Why?
To lament, right? To cry. Yeah.
因为当时呢，耶利米在耶路撒冷的城里面。他们已经被敌军围困，没有吃的。
So they were besieged in the city, and they have no food.
那神呢呼召他去警醒以色列的王，以色列的，但是呢，以色列人不悔改。
So Lord told Jeremiah to warn the rulers of the city, the rulers of the city. However, they do not listen to him.
说就是说灾难要来临。
So he was proclaiming that disaster is coming.
那这个灾难呢，真的就来临。
And then the disaster came.
那所以当时的情况呢，非常非常的糟糕。
So the situation was quite bad.
因为以色列人呢，很快就忘记了神施恩给他们，拯救了耶路撒冷，在150年以前。
Because the Jews they forgot how 150 years back God has rescued them.
在那个时候呢，亚述的帝国就是公元前722年，亚述的帝国呢围困耶路撒冷。
So because 150 years back, the Assyrian came and then besieged the city.
当时呢，当时的耶路撒冷，当时的这个王西西家是一个敬畏神的王，还有以赛亚先知呢帮助他。
But the king was King Hezekiah. He was a man of fear who feared God, and he also got the prophet Isaiah to help him.
当时呢，西西家王就立刻披麻蒙灰悔改。
So at that time, so the king Hezekiah he came and put on the sackcloth and then cried out to God.
当时这个以赛亚呢就发预言说这个亚述的军队呢要回到他的老家去。
So the prophet Isaiah prophesied that the Assyrians the army will retreat.
而且呢，这个亚述的王要死在刀下。
And then also the king of the Assyrians he will die under the sword.
因为他岂能羞辱永生神的名呢
？Because how can he shame the face of the Lord？
后来圣经上记载呢，神差派天使把亚述的大军全部的杀亡。
So in the Bible it says that God has sent angels to destroy all the armies of the Assyrian.
那历史上面记载呢，史学家记载呢，当时是他们的大军里面发生了鼠疫 ，the Black Plague。
So the historian was written that a black plague was breaking out in the army.
所以他们第二天就回师了。
So the very second day they retreated.
当时亚述的大军所向披靡。
So back then they were quite famous for their power of the army.
他们呢不要紧。他们呢就说大军所向披靡，所有的列国包括埃及，他们都要征服。
So they were trying to conquer all the nations around them, including Egypt.
但是他们羞辱耶路撒冷，说你弹王之地，你怎么能够守住呢
？But however, they came to try to shame the city of Jerusalem. So how can you hold the city?
但是因着神的信实
，But because God's faithfulness.
那当时亚述大军呢，立刻撤军。
So immediately, the Assyrian army retreated.
那耶路撒冷呢，在那里围上150年。
So the city of Jerusalem stands still for another 150 years.
但是很可惜的，在西西家后面，他的儿子马拿西是一个非常坏的王。
However, the king after Hezekiah is Manasseh, and he is is an evil king.
那今天这些东西对我们都非常的重要，因为当一个人敬畏神的时候呢，神来祝福他，帮助他；当他作恶的时候呢，神远离了他。
So these things are very important for us to remember. If we fear God, God is going to come and bless us. If we do not fear Him, He will come and bring punishment.
今天的以色列会怎样？今天的美国会怎样？今天的中国会怎样？
So how is the day for Jerusalem today, and for U.S. and for Canada, for China?
今天我们每一个人的命运会怎样
？So how our fate will be?
不是决定于我们，而是决定于上帝。
It's not depend on us, but it's depend on Him.
而是决定于我们是不是敬畏上帝。
So it depends on how we fear God or not.
那当时的耶路撒冷，西西家的是在耶路撒冷，亚述撤军围上耶利150年。
So during the king Hezekiah, Jerusalem stand still for another 150 years.
那后来，西西家的儿子玛拿西非常的坏，他会，敬拜很多的偶像，但是不敬拜耶和华。
So King Manasseh he do not worship God. However, he worship a lot of idols.
他会学习参与很多这种偶像敬拜的仪式，甚至会把他的儿子当房契献给这些。献给这个偶像。
So he was practicing a lot of sorcery. He even put his own son under the fire to sacrifice his own son.
For the idols.
For the idols, yeah.
你想想，坏到一个什么样的程度，把自己的孩子可以当房契献给这个偶像
？So how evil the king can be? Just imagine he put his own son, his own flesh under the fire.
大家今天有没有听说过撒旦教？今天有撒旦教，听说过吗
？So you have heard
Satanism.
Satanism.
大家有没有听说过？今天撒旦教在美国非常的猖獗。
So
他们是拜撒旦。
So in the U.S. Satanism is quite powerful.
Not powerful.
Popular.
Popular. 撒旦是魔鬼。
撒旦教。我认识几个朋友是从撒旦教里面出来，这个成了基督徒的。
So I met few of them who came out from Satanism and became a Christian.
他们会把别人的孩子偷去献祭给撒旦。
They will try to steal other people's children and then, you know, to sacrifice these kids.
但是呢，他们一般不会把自己的孩子献给撒旦。
But usually they would not put their own son, own children under the, you know, the sacrificial.
但是呢，西西家的儿子马拿西会把自己的儿子献给外邦神。
However, the king Manasseh he actually put his own son under the fire to sacrifice.
后来在150年里面，马拿西的儿子这些都是很糟糕。
So in the 150 years, all their sons became very quite evil.
都崇拜偶像，不跟随耶和华。
They all worship idols and they do not follow God.
崇拜偶像的结果呢，一般带来的就是不听神的话，不听神的话。
Usually the consequence will be you will not be able to listen to the words of God.
他们为了金钱可以做一切的事情。
So out of the greed for money, they will do a lot of things.
他们把穷人的土地都拥为他们自己。
So they take the poor man's land as their own.
那有好多的流血的事件。
And there's a many bloodshed.
那神就差派很多的先知，在以赛亚和耶利米的中间有很多的先知去来警告他们。
So between the period of Isaiah to Jeremiah, God has sent many many prophets to them.
来唤醒他们。
Try to awake them.
要回头。
So turn.
那回头，神要祝福你们。
Return and God will come and bless you.
不然的话呢，就有好多的灾祸会发生在你们的身上。
Otherwise, disaster will come.
所以旧约里面好多的小先知，其实在就是以赛亚和耶利米中间的先知，
so,
除了但以理。
So there are many prophets between Isaiah to period Isaiah to Jeremiah. There are a lot of other prophets besides.
也记载在圣经里面。
They all recorded in the Bible.
但是耶利米呢，处在一个非常特别的时代，因为前面几代人几代君王都不要听神的话。
But Jeremiah is in a standing in a period that's quite different because the many rulers before him did not listen to the words of prophets.
当耶利米被拣选做先知的时候，他也非常的害怕。
So when Jeremiah was chosen to become a prophet, he was afraid.
因为他要限制这些恶王要来发预言。
Because he had to proclaim this kind of news to the evil kings.
但是神说，我要让你成为铜墙铁壁，他们要害你却害不了。
However, God proclaimed to him that you will become like a strong wall, like iron, and no one can come and harm you.
那所以神就把话放在他的里面，不断的来警告以色列，他因此受到很多的迫害。
So God continued to put words in him so that he will continue to warn the Israelites.
这个王把他下到井里面去。
And but however he went under a lot of trouble, and even to the point that the king put him under the well.
当时神给他的话就是耶利米书，写的东西，王呢拿来把他放在炉子里面烧掉。
给他，让他烧掉。
王就是他给王，王就把他烧掉。
He gave the words to the king, and the king will put the all these prophets, the words into the fire to burn them up.
但是耶利米呢，是一个忠实的神的仆人，他一直祷告，一直宣讲神的话。
But Jeremiah is a faithful servant. He continued to listen to God and proclaim.
但是神是非常的信实的。
But God is faithful.
神说：“我让你，不管谁要迫害你，你是不会死的。”他确实是这样。
And God told him that no matter how hard the persecution will be, no one can harm you. And
还有他的助手巴路也是一样。
And also same as his helper.
那神给巴路讲，接着耶利米说：“你现在不要托慕什么大事，因为现在不是托慕做官的时候，也不是托慕挣钱的时候，因为是耶路撒冷亡国的时候。”
And through the mouth of Jeremiah, God even spoke to his helper Balu, saying that.Now is not a time to plan for yourself or plan anything for money or your career. It's now the time that Jerusalem will be besieged.
但是呢，你无论走到哪里，我都要保存你的性命。
However, wherever you go, I will come and protect you.
So, 哪一个是一个好的一个 good deal? 神来保护你的性命，还是你今天要做光？
So what's the better thing to do? Like God protect your life or you become, you know, maybe having a high...
那弟兄姐妹，今天我们处在一个时代，我们非常需要神的指引，不是你做光的时候，不是你赚钱的时候。
Now we're standing in a crucial time. Is this not the time for you to plan for yourself whether you're going to a higher position or what? But it's a time for God's protection.
钱和光神要给你很容易。
So it is easy for you for God to give you money or positions.
但是呢？那个，但是如果不在神的心意里面，这些都会成为你的麻烦。
However, if it is not in God's plan, every little thing of this thing will become your obstacles.
但是耶利米呢，当他为以色列、为这个耶路撒冷哀哭祷告的时候呢，神就启示他写下这些圣经。
However, when Jeremiah came and before the Lord crying out to him, and God gave him all this word.
一边哀哭祷告，一边神的启示给他盼望。
So he was crying before the Lord, and then the same time God will give him new insights.
他新的盼望。
A new hope.
所以他这里写到呢，就是我们这个神的恩典，明早晨都是新的。
So he says that your grace is new every morning.
你的诚实极其广大。
And how great is your faithfulness?
因为他知道神是信实。
Because he knew that God is faithful.
而且神也借着他，这个发预言，七十年之后耶路撒冷要回归。
And also through his mouth, God prophesied that after 70 years, Jerusalem will return.
因为神会留下一些余民，这些人是敬畏神的。
Because God is going to save the remnants, so these remnants are the people who fear God.
因为神给大卫有约，要把他的子孙。继续要带回来。
Because God has a promise with David that his descendant will rule.
那所以呢，在七十年之后，在这个都记载在圣经里面，他们又回来重建圣殿。
So it is written in the Bible after 70 years, these people came back to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall.
但是当时的耶利米出的状况呢，就是耶路撒冷被困，没有吃的，甚至他们的妇女会把他们的孩子煮了吃。你听说过这样的事情吗
？So during the period of Jeremiah, they didn't have any food to eat because the city was besieged, to the point that women will cook their own children.
那这个是记载在圣经里面，因为以色列人的罪孽。
It is all written in the Bible because of the sin of the Jews for the Jewish.
你要知道为什么圣经可信，因为它把原原本本的记载所有的东西。
Why our Bible is reliable because it's recorded every little truth in the details.
因为当时，但是耶利米能看到这一切，他就在哀哭。
So when Jeremiah saw all of this, he was crying to the Lord.
但是神，因为他跟神非常的亲近。神一直保护他，他一直知道神是慈爱的神。
But because God is very close to him, and he knows that God is faithful God.
那神是信实的神。
God is a faithful God.
神在呼唤他的儿女来回来。
God is calling his children to return.
那所以他说：“我心里说，耶和华是我的份，因此我要仰望他。凡等候耶和华、心里寻求他的，耶和华必施恩给他。”
So that's why he's crying out to the Lord and says, God, the Lord is good to those who hope in him. To the one who seeks him, it's good to wait quietly for the salvation.
人仰望耶和华，静默等候他的救恩，这原是好的。
It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
那这是他圣灵感动他说出来这些话，因为他知道神是信实的。
Holy Spirit moved him to write all these words because he knew that God is faithful.
因为神是他的份。
Because God is his portion.
他说我要等候仰望耶和华。
He says, I will wait quietly.
他说凡寻求他的神必要施恩给他。
And those who seek him, and God will reward those.
弟兄姐妹，相信今天你等候神的，神要施恩给你吗
？So do you believe that when you wait upon Him, He will give you the grace？
所以今天我们来回想，过去怎么样神给我们施恩，以后神还是要施恩。施恩有一个条件，条件是什么
？So we need to continue to meditate to on the God's grace. So there is one conditions on how God is going to give you the grace. Like what is the condition？
那以色列人为什么遭遇这么多的祸患？
Why the Jewish people have to go through all this trouble?
因为他们不愿意等候耶和华。
Because they do not want to wait upon him.
他们不愿意寻求耶和华。
They don't want to seek his face.
你想想，创造天地的主，人跟他不发生关系，人会有什么结果？
Imagine the creator of the heaven and earth. If you don't want to have a relationship with him, what will happen?
一个树如果跟根上就断掉的话，你会有什么结果
？If the tree is being cut off from the root, what do you think will happen？
所以呢，我们都是聪明人，今天我们就是要来这个来仰望耶和华。
So we need to become the smarter people. We need to, you know, wait up, look up onto him.
所以呢，当我们回顾过去的一年的时候呢，就说。真的，我自己回顾的话，有很多诸多的恩典。
So when we look back on the past year, for me and myself, I have experienced many grace from the Lord.
真的，不光是从我的父亲的健康，大家我讲过，就是父亲的健康奇迹般的恢复，没有吃药就恢复了。
Through my father, I've shared before that without medication, he became healthy again.
我的婚姻，我的家庭，我的孩子。
My marriage, my family, my children.
那我的大家庭。
And then my extended family.
那我看到我的神赐给我的产业。
And I see my inheritance from the Lord.
那教会。
Our church.
很多很多的恩典，因为他是信实的，他的信实极其广大。
So there's many, many grace and upon grace because God is faithful.
而且明早晨都是新的。
And it's new every morning.
大家相信神会给你新的恩典吗
？Do you believe that God is going to give you new grace?
在新的一年会有新的恩典吗
？In the new year, He will give you new mercy.
那我们要学习耶利米，学习耶利米。
So we need to learn from Jeremiah.
要成为一个相信神、跟随神的人。
Become a person who believes in the Lord and follow Him.
你想想，大家看过这个《还珠格格》那个电影电视剧没有
？Have you watched the Chinese drama《还珠格格》？
哎，看过的人举手。
So raise your hand if you have watched that before.
都没看过，你们太熟龄了，都不看过。
It's so good. I recommend it.
那你想想，如果你跟乾隆皇帝有一个好的关系，你会怎么样
？Imagine you have a very good relationship with one of the emperor of China.乾隆 emperor，
像和珅一样留个全尸。
你会怎么样？你会怎么样
？What will happen？
吃得饱是第一个，随便吃得饱。还有什么？
不会做奴才。
不会做奴才，
你一定是做奴才的。
活得好，一定是做奴才。
还会有什么好处？
特别好，说
不会做太监。
这个有可能。
正经一点，
受到保护
。对了
，You'll get a protection from the emperor。
弟兄姐妹，你像《还珠格格》，他本来不是他的孩子，最后阴差阳错跟乾隆皇帝发生了一个搞了一个什么
父
女的
关系，
对不对
？Yeah, so in the drama, this girl who is not from the royal blood become a princess.
你想，他有多少的福分临到他，是吧
？Imagine how much great.Blessings for her to become one of the royal blood. I mean, the princess.
今天你跟创造主、永生的上帝产生这样一个父子的关系，你想想你会是什么样子
？But today you have this royal relationship with the creator of the heaven and earth. How much grace will you get?
你想，乾隆皇帝算什么呀？在上帝的面前。
So just imagine. So who the Qianlong Emperor is in the face of the Lord.
你想象一下，在一西夏西西夏的时代，亚述的大军所向披靡，把多少的帝国都征服了。
So the Assyrians came and they conquered all the nations during the realm of Hezekiah.
但是因着神喜悦西西夏，喜悦以赛亚。
But because God is pleased with the king Hezekiah and pleased with Jeremiah.
说让他退军就退军。
说
让这个亚述大军退军就退军。
So God is able to let the army retreat and then at once the army retreated.
这都是记载在史书里面。
And all of these are recorded in the history.
圣经上写的神差派天使去击杀了他的军队。史书里面记载，史学家记载是产生了鼠疫，全军覆没。
So the Bible says angel came and strike the army, and then the historian said that a black plague was went on to the army.
弟兄姐妹，你如果跟上，今天我们的弟兄姐妹，你要确信你跟上帝有这样的关系，父子的关系。
So brother and sister, you have to be sure that you have this relationship with our God.
确信吗？
Do you believe?
确信，阿利路亚。我们的好多的弟兄姐妹，因为我们是被收养的孩子，好多人不太确信。
So because a lot of brothers and sisters have been adopted into the family, and sometimes you doubt your relationship with God.
因为我们中国人是被不是以色列人，一开始是不认识神的，所以是被收养的。
So because as Chinese we are not Jewish, we are being adopted into this relationship.
但是呢，神会不断的因着他的信实会建立。来加强你和他的关系。
But through his faithfulness, we will continue to reinforce this relationship.
那今天今年我们已经有很多的经历，每一个人都有很多的见证。
So in this year 2023, we have a lot of experience, a lot of testimonies.
以后的日子会有更多的见证。
So in the coming years, we will have more of this.
在这条路上，神有一点他一直不断要做的，就是加强你的信心。
So and this journey, that this is what God continuously to do is that is to reinforce your faith.
因为唯有通过信心，你才能从神那边支取所有的祝福。
Only through faith, you will be able to draw all His faithfulness from Him.
那为什么信心这么重要？
Why is it so important to have faith?
那我常常用一些人和人的关系来举例子。
I want to give you an example like through human to human, people to people.
如果你不信任我，你能从我这里得到东西吗？
If you do not believe in me, do you think you will get anything from me?
很难吧，是不是？
It's probably very hard.
即使我想要给你，你也不要，对不对？
Even if I want to give it to you, you probably won't.
因为你怀疑我的动机。
Because you will doubt my initiative.
啊，你怀疑我是不是真实的，对不对？
So you will doubt whether I'm true or not.
那所以神是非常清楚我们每一个人的软弱，他知道我们需要信心。
So God knows all our weaknesses. He knows that we need to have faith.
在这个第一次世界大战爆发的时候，我这些故事都要讲的要短一点。就当时有一个人呢，耶稣向他显现。他预言了第一次世界的爆发。
So before World War One, so God appeared to one person and told him about the coming of the World War One.
那他去找瑞典的国防部长呢？就是国防部长把他讲的事情写在1914年的这个Stockholm Daily 上面，在这个报纸上发表出来。
So so he spoke to one of the officials in Sweden, and then his prophecy was written in one of the popular daily newspaper.
Anyway, 就是说他神给他讲话，他讲了很多的话，关于后来呢，他一直神给他讲话，讲到未来的战争。
So God continued to speak to this person, and in to the other wars after, like the war.
我要强调的是什么呢？神通过这一切都是要来加强我们的信心。
So my point is, through all this, God wants to reinforce our faith.
因为没有信心，你将来在关键的时候你不去寻找他。
Because without faith, in the crucial times of your life, you cannot seek him.
就像圣经里面的这些以色列人一样，在最关键的时候他们不依靠神。
Just like these people in the Jews, like in the most crucial time, they do not come to seek the Lord.
他们听不见神的声音。
They cannot listen to the word of God.
他们得不到神的帮助。
They cannot get the Lord's help.
就像主耶稣来在对着耶路撒冷哀哭。
Just like when Jesus came and cried towards Jerusalem.
说耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷，我多少次像母鸡举起小鸡一样把你要举在翅膀下，但是你们不愿意。
And he cried towards Jerusalem, saying, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, for how many times I tried to cover you as a hen covers the chicken.
但是你们不愿意。
However, you do not want.
看来你们的这个地方要变为荒场。
And then this place will become a rubble.
所以当时呢，犹太人就把耶稣钉在了十字架上，不相信他。
So the Jews crucified Jesus on the cross because they do not believe in him.
在公元七十年的时候，罗马这个皇帝尼禄呢，来把这个耶路撒冷毁掉。
So during 70 BC, so the Roman emperor came and destroyed the city.
那真的就变成了荒场。
And it actually really become like.
那犹太人那次再次丧失家园。
So once again, the Jews lost their home.
但是呢，神这一切都是要呼召我们回来，要来信靠他。
But after all this, God is trying to call us to return to Him.
那信靠他的人，这里讲到一定。神会施恩。
Those who believe, it says here that God will give you the grace.
我们每一个人都不知道明天会发生什么东西。
So no one knows what will happen to us tomorrow.
大家都觉得加拿大是很平安的地方。
So you might think Canada is a very safe place.
Who knows?
谁知道呢？
但是当我们跟随神的时候，神就会带领我们。
But whenever we follow Him, God will lead us.
就像耶利米。在那个亡国的时代，但是神会保护他。
Just like Jeremiah during the time such as God was there to protect him.
所以神会不断的来加固我们信心。
So God will continue to.
我刚才讲到那个1914年，这个抗到一线，抗到这个第一次世界大战爆发，抗到未来战争的这个人呢，他看到将来的战争发生在他的祖国，挪威。
So the person I mentioned earlier on who saw the prophecy of the coming war that was during 1914, he saw that the war is going to break out in his own country, Norway.
他看到就是还没有发生的，他说这些战争里面呢，法国把他们打的就是说很惨。
So he saw in his vision that during the war, France is going to, you know, come and, you know, destroy their own country.
他就问神说，为什么你不保护我？
And he questioned God, like, why are you not there to protect us?
因为在十九世纪二十年代呢，挪威是裁派很多的宣教士到世界各地，有些是裁派到中国去，是一个非常敬虔的国家。
Because Norway was a very God-fearing country, and during 1920s, they sent out a lot of missionaries to many other nations.
因为这个人，他的名字我还记得，叫做 Ferguson, Mr. Ferguson.
So this person is called Mr. Ferguson.
他是一个渔夫。
He's a fisherman.
他就问主。
So he asked the Lord.
你知道主给他的回答是什么吗？
Do you know what the answer is?
You guess.
猜一下。
他说将来他们的国家呢会非常惨。那为什么？他就问说，为什么你不保护我的国家？我们是这么敬虔的国家。
So he questioned God, why this thing happened to our nation? We are very, you know, God-fearing country.
大家给个答案，可以不要太严肃。
Try,
一方面严肃，另一方面可以来发挥想象。
You can use your imagination and see and think, guess what God answered, how God answered this question.
主耶稣告诉他，他说那个时候他们不祷告。
Jesus told him because during those times people do not pray.
你会相信吗
？Do you believe?
十九世纪二十年代，挪威是一个非常敬虔的国家，多少人都在祷告，多少宣教士裁判。
1920s, people in Norway are God-fearing, and many people are praying.
现在的挪威是怎么样的
？So what happens to nowadays Norway? No.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们神就是要加强我们的信心。
So brothers and sisters, God is trying to help us with our faith.
所以呢，神通过我们过去去年一年的经历，过去的经历，在加强我们的信心。
Through our past experience from the previous year, trying to help us with our faith.
当然，弟兄姐妹可是看到说，爱心更重要，是不是？
You may say, okay, love is more important.
那圣经上说呢，将来长存的是爱。
Because the Bible says that only love will last.
弟兄姐妹，没有信心是不会有真正的爱心的。
But brothers and sisters, without faith, there will no true love.
没有对神的信心，人到了那个时候是爱不了的。
Without a faith towards God, in that time, you will not have love towards God.
因为你自己害怕，你不知道神是真的假的，会不会保护你
？Because you will be afraid, because you don't know whether God is true or not, and you don't know whether He is going to protect you.
你把神的话就放到一边去了。
And you will leave behind God's word.
听不见神的话。
You cannot hear His word.
但你不能听神的话的时候，神讲话你怎么？他说你们。你今天放下你的财宝往那面逃，因为这面会有战争，你能逃吗？
But if you cannot listen to him, if God tells you that today leave your things behind and go run that way, will you be able to listen?
你说我的房子，
and you will say, oh my house.
哇，我的这个，我的那个。
Oh, my things, my that things.
像罗德的妻子。
Just like the wife of Lot.
啊，罗德的妻子是。上帝呼召他们出来的时候呢，他回头，变成了羊柱。
So Lot's wife, when God called them out, she returned. She turned her head and she became a pillar of salt.
我知道，今天呢，就是主给弟兄姐妹都讲了话，所以你今天会成为一个基督徒。
So I believe all of us have heard from the Lord. That's why you became a believer today.
但是呢，神要让你更加的，天天都要来听见他。
But God wants you to listen to His words day after day.
而且要听得更加的清楚。
And you will listen more carefully.
而且方式上要听得清楚。
And in every little thing that you do, you will have to hear from Him.
我感谢神，我们中间好多人呢，真的跟神有一个活泼的关系。
So I praise the Lord that most of us have a very lively relationship with our Lord.
那以后的日子里面，神要让大家有更好、跟他有更好的关系。
In the coming days, you will have an even better relationship with Him.
那圣经上讲呢，就是当时民数记十二章，摩西跟弥利亚那些先知，神说其他的先知，我用异梦和异象向他讲话。
So during the book of Numbers, chapter 12, God speak to Miriam. So God will speak to Miriam and other people through dreams and visions.
但是跟摩西是最对最讲话，面对面。
However, when I speak to Moses, it's words to words, mouth to mouth.
你知道神会多么的盼望向人清楚的讲话。
Do you know how much He was willing to, you know, talk to us like mouth to mouth?
但是呢，神知道人的软弱。
But He knows our weaknesses.
人都不是摩西。
We are not Moses.
但是他希望人都像摩西那样能够听清楚他的话。
But he's hoping that all of us will be like Moses to listen to his words.
他就用模糊的语言，一梦一现在向大家讲。
That's why he's speaking to us through dreams and visions from vague words.
我们中间多少人在祷告的时候常常看到异象
？So how many of you see visions when you pray? Raise your hand if you have seen any visions.
看过异象的。
Those of you who have seen visions when you pray, raise your hand.
或者你知道神在经过这个异梦来带领你。
Or through dreams, through dreams.
那神清楚的向你讲过话的，你举手。
Raise your hand if God speak to you through words.
清楚的向你讲话。
Speak to through words.
弟兄姐妹，以后的日子里面，神说呢，他在末后的日子，他的灵要浇灌，凡有血气的，少年人要看异象，老年人要做异梦。
So God says in the Bible that in the end days, He's going to pour out His Spirit, so the young people will see dreams and old people will.
他说那个时候奉呼求主名的必要得救。
And those who call upon Him will get the salvation.
那现在就是那个时候。
And now is the time.
所以弟兄姐妹们，就是今天呢，我们在这个除旧迎新的日子里面呢，我们真的再次的来感谢主耶稣。
So today, when we say goodbye to the old and welcome the new, we once again we want to give thanks to our Lord Jesus.
所以今天呢，就是我们不知道几点现在。
12:19。
好的。那我们呢就说，有没有一些弟兄姐妹呢有一个感恩的祷告，来上来可以来祷告。